Mary, who's on the phone from Kirkland, I believe. Hi, Mary, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Dr. Wright. I've been listening this morning, off and on, and mostly on, as my activities have allowed.
There
And
you go.
you were talking with someone about the meibomian glands and saying that they were testosterone dependent. I thought that's
Yes,
what you
sir.
said.
That's exactly what I said.
Pardon me?
That's exactly what I said, and it was proven by a researcher over a decade ago.
Yes, well, I have been on comprehensive bioidentical hormone therapy for some time. My question is, did you say something about putting testosterone on the lids, or did I get that wrong? That's my question,
No, you
whether
didn't
there
get
is
that.
additional testosterone that's needed.
You didn't get that wrong, ma'am. When it's usually ladies who have the dry eyes because ladies' testosterone drops a lot more than men. So I work with more ladies with that than men by far. All right. So to start with, let's say she's just starting on bioidentical hormone replacement. Those are the ladies who will say, "Well, just take a little dab of that testosterone that you're going to rub in elsewhere, just a little dab of it, and rub it into the eyelid and another dab on the other eyelid, but do rub the rest of it all in the regular place where the doctor says, because sooner or later, the rubbed-in testosterone that's usually rubbed into a mucous membrane in the pelvic area will take over. It will take over, and it will keep those meibomian glands going well. But in the early phases, which is usually anywhere from a week to about 4 or 5 weeks, if we put the testosterone, the little dab on the eyelids, nobody grows eyelid whiskers, I promise. But what happens is it will turn on those meibomian glands quicker, because remember what our bodies do with a molecule with molecules they really need. And this, by the way, was proven by Professor Bruce Ames from UCal Berkeley or someplace. What our bodies will do is take the molecules to the place they're needed most. And of course, if a woman is really needed low in testosterone, her muscles need the testosterone the most, so she won't turn into a rickety little old lady. And so the meibomian glands, well, you guys can wait. It's a triage process. That's what Dr. Ames called it. And that's why we put it directly on the eyelids for the first few weeks until the systemic takes over.
I see, I see. Okay, well, I guess that doesn't include me because I've been doing it for a few years. But I do have severe dry eye. And I see an ophthalmologist that's a dry eye specialist. We're still working with it. But I
Well,
just thought I'd better check.
you know what, ma'am? I wouldn't give up on the thought then. You might be wanting to check with a doctor who may not be a dry eye specialist, but might be a BHRT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy therapist, specialist, that is, to talk about maybe I should put a little extra on my eyelids. I wouldn't give up yet. I have run into exactly one woman in all these years since the 1980s. And by the way, the dry eye research didn't come out till 1999 or something, so I should say all these years since 1999 when that research became available. Exactly one woman where systemic would not work and she had to rub it into her eyelids and then it did work. I'm
Oh,
not
my
saying
goodness.
that, yeah, I'm not saying that will work for you, but I know it worked for this one lady.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That gives me some hope here for this. I will proceed in that direction and try that and do that.
Okay. Check with
I
your
appreciate
BHRT
your help.
doctor.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome and thank you for calling, and I'm glad you caught the remark there. So, particularly since it might apply to you, who knows?